welcome, folks, to another CJRO Community Radio interview. I'm Manuela, and this is Local First.
On March 24th, the Prescott and Russell Entrepreneurship Center announced the 8 entrepreneurs who received grants totaling $40,000 as part of the 2026 cohort of the Starter Company Plus program. The program supports entrepreneurs in launching, purchasing, or growing their businesses and was funded by the Government of Ontario. Over the past few months, participants attended a series of workshops who were led by business coaches. The entrepreneurs developed and then presented their business plan to a selection committee. I had the pleasure to interview a few of the 8 entrepreneurs.
My name is Tanya Derry and my business is Box Homes. In the Prescott-Russell area, we're looking to build rental communities for tiny homes so that they are affordable and accessible by the people in the community looking for the next place to live. This Starter Company Plus program has helped tremendously, not only to get me a little bit out of the box. We currently have a renovation and construction company, so I'm used to sitting at my desk by myself, doing everything that needs to get done. But coming here for an 8-week program really helped to shift my perspective on where we're taking the industry next. Everybody that, you know, participated, everybody that was here mentoring and coaching us was invaluable. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat, and I'm super grateful to have been awarded the grant. So I applied on my own. So first I started looking at different grants in the area, things that might be applicable to this business that would help give us a boost to get it off the ground. When I found this one, I contacted Lisa and I started to ask some questions to see if it would work for me and if it would be applicable. And when she said yes and she was excited to see us there, sent me everything and then I was there.
Hello, my name is Ikram Ahmed. I am the CEO and founder of City Organic Skin, a Canadian skincare brand rooted in culture, but also created based on my postpartum experience. This is what I sell. This is good for your skin, but what is the story? What is the purpose of it? And this is what I came to realize taking these programs. Also, of course, I went ahead and did a pitch for this brand, and I won the $5,000 grant, which, thank you so much, which I'm very happy that somebody else saw that this product changed people's skin and hair. Everything is online at cityorganicskin.ca. I also sell on Etsy, but Etsy, it's under another name called City Fashion House because that was my main business first. I also sell at the Hop Market Cafe in Ottawa Boward Market. It's a little cafe place and they give you a little shelf for small little businesses. I sell my products there, but all my sales are from Canadian consumers, American consumers. It's even gone international now. I have people from Australia, New Zealand, always buying my stuff because what I sell, it's very unique and a lot of people don't have it. And like I said, it's from the purest forms. So my hero ingredient, it's something called Quassil, Quasil. It's a tree that only grows in East Africa. We take the leaves, we grind it into powder. It becomes a face wash, a shampoo for your scalp, and also a body wash. If you've seen me about 5 years ago, you would have seen that my skin was bad. I had from discoloration, acne, pimple, had no more hair. All my hair was falling off. And then once I start using my product, well, you can see everything grew back. So yeah, my mission is to help other women feel the best as they can. I want them to love themselves, love their skin, love who they are, and then hopefully that will boost their self-esteem.
My name is Jose Dupree. We got the grant to get a certification for equine-assisted learning to bring this services for the Prescott-Russell area to help with youth empowerment, team building, and just learning from the horses. It's really experience, so people will learn better this way when you do something in person versus doing conference where it's just on the screen. So we hope to be able to bring lots of different programs available in the area. We'll have special different kind of team building for communication skills, more confidence, for first responders as well to disconnect and reground themselves, or we will offer as well one-on-one sessions for personal growth. So the grant will definitely help us, will permit us to go and get that certification to be able to be a facilitator for equine-assisted learning.
My name is Erin Gursky. My company is copyrightlaws.com, and this program was amazing. I bought the business in 2023 with no business experience, so I really felt that kind of imposter syndrome that a lot of people go through, and I really was looking for just any kind of training that would help people more confident in running a business. And this really gave me a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, and I feel more confident going forward with the business. We train professionals in copyright. We're basically empowering individuals to understand how copyright works without always having to turn to a lawyer. I mean, lawyers are an important part of copyright law, but there's a lot of everyday decisions that have to be made related to copyright law. A lot of people work with copyright librarians, archivists, teachers, even in corporations, often somebody who works with copyright is not a lawyer. So giving them that confidence and that knowledge so that they can answer questions related to copyright, if we can mitigate that while also making sure that they're treating copyright with respect and making decisions that are not going to implicate them in any kind of legal suit. So I'm not a lawyer myself, but I'm a practitioner. I've been working in copyright for over 10 years. The founder of the business, Leslie Ellen Harris, was a lawyer, and she sold me the business after running it from 1998 to 2023. She sold it to me in 2023. So
my name is Carrie Smith, and my business is Apothecary & Co. So the business that I've been running since 2021 is Apothecary, where I make my own handmade soaps and bath products. Or my business that I'm growing into, Apothecary & Co., is I had the opportunity to rent out a space where I can open a little shop, but to make it easier for me financially, I'm going to be renting out shelf space to other local artisanal vendors that are under the wellness market so that they can sell their products and have a place in the community where they can shine in Russell. Yeah. And it's hopefully attached to here a spa. This is an idea that I came with. It's something that has evolved over time. Obviously, I mean, my business has always been making soap. I come from a background of running restaurants, so I've been managing restaurants for over 25 years. I came from that, but I really wanted something that was my own, so I stepped away from that last year so I could focus on Apothecary. I just wanted to grow Apothecary, and I wasn't really sure the direction it was going at the time. And then I met Leanne, who's the owner of Hira. I met her at a Business Sisters event, and it turns out we're neighbors. She lives down the street from me, and then she offered me this opportunity of having this space, and then it kind of just evolved from there. It's like, okay, how can I afford it? How can I make it work? I'm pretty community-minded and, you know, go to a lot of farmers markets and I sell that sort of way. And so I've met a lot of vendors and a lot of people that have passion for what they do, and we can't always get to the people all the time, only on specific events. So it just sort of gives an opportunity to have a permanent space where people can attempt to get their products out to the community. And there's nothing like it. There's nowhere really to shop in Russell. Like, if you want to buy a gift or if you want to buy something meaningful. I knew of a lot of the things beforehand because of my experience in business, but it gave me the confidence to do it on my own. So, I've been doing it for other people, and I know how to do it. It helped me to gain that confidence. So, you know what? I have been doing this, and I know how to do it. I can be the boss. I can do it. I don't have to do it for somebody else. I can do it for me and for my community. Thank you.
My name is Leanne Pennell. I opened up Hira Center for Wellness in Russell. This program allowed me to make connections with other business owners within the area. Essentially, this program really helped me connect with people that had similar issues or were in similar parts of their entrepreneurship journey. And the funds of this program have helped me really put it towards marketing. Marketing, I feel, is the biggest thing. I can't have clients if people don't know that I exist. Essentially, there's three pillars. So I have aesthetics, so advanced aesthetics. So we do skin health. We have skin rejuvenation. And at the end of the day, we just really want people to feel good in their skin. And then we have thermal cycling. So that is the heat, the cold, and then the rest. So sauna, hot tub, cold plunge. And so this really helps people calm down. makes their nervous system reset so that they can go back to their daily lives. And then the third pillar of my business is doing events and retreats. So I host events and retreats, and then people can also come and host them themselves. They're wellness-based or also just a gathering space. So like book club or just a mom's night out. We have birthday parties, bachelorette parties. And then my favorite is hosting book retreats. So we theme our retreats around a certain book or a theme of a book. And then you get to meet other people that read similar types of books, talk about books, and then you're at the spa. So you're getting to thermal cycle. And then we get a private chef that comes in to make us food. The whole idea of the space is that we have something there for you to help you calm down and feel good. It is in Russell, right downtown.
Thank you so much.